Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 91. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 71. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms 87. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 75.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Now that the primary elections are done across the state of Kansas, it's time to gear up for the general election in November. But Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says that he's even looking beyond that, at being in 2024, the first time that the state will be hosting the presidential primary races in March.
You know, we do elections and we do them well in the state of Kansas. And I always preface this with this, and you let me do it last time, so we do it again. Both my opponents in the primary and in the general criticized our ability to execute an election, but yet they've asked me to do another one.
Yes.
So March 19th, we'll have a presidential preference primary. The reason why it's preference is because normally when we have a primary, whoever wins a primary is on the ballot in November. Not the case here. It's going to be the preference, and we do not know how the delegates are going to be allocated from that presidential preference primary because neither party, state party, has written the rules.
Mid-America Network News. The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business, and your business is your livelihood. And they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers, even the ones they don't sell. Operated. Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, we get behind what's behind you.
It was a big election night across the state of Kansas and local communities with many mayor's races, city council, and even school board candidates moving forward into the general election. But a big vote also happened out of the Central Plains School District, USD 112, where it was up to a vote on whether to dissolve the school district altogether or to try and preserve the school district for another year. As KWCH News reports that the Central Plains School District does cover 11 different communities and has more than 107 full-time employees, as voters turned out yesterday to vote not to dissolve the school district, as the decision was to close or not close the Wilson Junior and Senior High School in the area. The issue came about back in January after the school board for the district voted to close Wilson's Junior and Senior High School, citing financial issues, with a petition floating around as well within Ellsworth County to disorganize the school district altogether and put it up to a vote for members of the community. The school district will now reconvene to decide how to move forward with those financial struggles within the area.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing extreme heat across the Mid-America region, many experts are trying to warn individuals to try and stay out of the heat and stay cool as much as possible, with many taking advantage of splash pads and pools across the state of Nebraska, especially in the Tri-Cities area, where pools and local businesses say that they're doing well, trying to keep people cool and seeing an increase of revenue of people coming out and about post to COVID-19.
It's been actually pretty cool to look at the money drawers at the end of the day and just see how much more sales we've had. You can definitely tell, like, in concessions, there's been a lot more food sold than usual, and in admissions, we've had a lot more family passes and stuff like that.
That was Brady Anderson, the admissions manager for Highland Oasis on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say right now their water park alone has seen an increase of near 300 daily guests as the average to up to near 700 guests on a daily basis.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get organized with 11% off everything at Menards. Whether you need extra storage or want to add an accent to your living space, Menards has the Dakota Closet solution for you. Dakota shelving and closets come in a variety of finishes to match your style. Right now, save big money and get 11% off all Dakota Closet solutions at Menards. Good through August 6th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County Councilor Jason Brenniger discussed with Marshall County Commissioners last week the process involved to sell the 11th Terrace property east of Marysville, which was purchased with the intent of building a new jail facility. The board was advised they should be absolutely certain the property could not be used by the county for other purposes before deciding to sell. The property could then be put up for sale via sealed bids. No action was taken. Commissioners are discussing a site near the current jail facility on the former Nordis property in downtown Marysville. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business with Public Works advising. They'll have more specifics forthcoming on a new building. Nemahal County Commissioners last week suggested changes and then adopted the preliminary 2024 budget for publication with a mill levy of 36.057. and a budget hearing set for September 18th at 10 a.m. Commissioners had advised Road and Bridge to submit a budget, assuming the county will not be doing any major projects in 2024. Emergency Preparedness Director submitted a budget request $25,000 higher than the previous year, reflecting state funding that will be received through the state for serving as Nemahal County Safety and Security Operations Director. The sheriff requested an increase of nearly 12% for a total budget of $2.15 million in 2024. Some 45 Nemahal County residents were in attendance at a public hearing in Seneca recently as a review of a comprehensive plan developed was presented. No one spoke during public comment, just two individuals spoke at a follow-up meeting in Sabatha. Survey results and the 14-month process involved were outlined. Planning Commission will meet again to consider a final recommendation to Nemahal County Commissioners. City of Hanover advises the Rural Water District Tower is out of commission this week and next for maintenance. Hanover residents asked to conserve water during this time frame as operations will be confined to the city tower. A resurfacing project is underway this week on K-16 in Pottawatomie County, covering 19 miles from the K-63 junction to K-99 in Blaine. They'll resurface the eastbound lane, then go back and work the westbound lane. Work will be done in smaller sections to reduce impact to motorists. However, one-lane traffic with a pilot car and flaggers will be in the work zone, which will have a 10-foot width restriction through completion by late September. Your news on your time. Catch the KNDY News Podcast of the Morning and Midday Edition Monday through Fridays on our website, kndyradio.com, and on our Facebook page. Connie J. Ackerman, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Ackerman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, spaghetti, French bread, mixed salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are getting our groove on at KNDY as we get ready to join Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in downtown Marysville Friday, August 4th. Find us at the Lee Dam Arts Center during registration of the largest ladies shopping event of the season. We will be giving away groovy spa experiences provided by Serene Wellness, New Creations by Nicole, Nails on Broadway, Essential Massage by Levi Packett, and Bee's Beauty Bar. Be sure to stop by our table and register to win from your groovy friends at KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 100s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers possible into Thursday, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. And still a chance for rain possible throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers possible throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And some rain still continues throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Temperatures staying cooler throughout the weekend, a chance for some scattered showers on Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then showers continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooler on Sunday, a slight chance for some rain showers, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 69. The record low, 54. Sunset this evening, 8:39. Sunrise in the morning at 6:28. A sticky 77 this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of August. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When Mother Nature takes a toll on your home or business, you need a reliable local contractor you can trust. That contractor is Peak Construction. Handling siding, gutters, windows, and roofing materials from our local lumber yards. For any size job, be it large or small, the call you need to make is to Peak Construction. Guaranteed free cost estimates and trash removal with every job. When damage strikes your home, don't wait for the out-of-town contractors. Call 785-562-6380. From storm damage siding to full roof replacements, put Peak Construction to work for you.
Baseball history in Houston. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Astros, Guardians, top nine.
Here's the 0-2 to Gallagher. Broken bat, soft liner, Pena catches it, and a no-hitter, Framber Valdez.
The call on KBME on a day when the Astros reacquired their ace from last year, Justin Verlander. This year's ace, Framber Valdez, tossed a 93-pitch no-hitter, the 16th in franchise history. Astros shut out the Guardians 2-0. The Braves continue to hit the ball over the wall. Game tied at 1 in the bottom of the 5th.
The 0-2, Michael swings and sends a drive to deep right field. That's got a chance to get out of here. There's way out of here.
The call on 680 AM, the fan, Michael Harris, would hit another one later in the game. The Bravos scored 4 unanswered runs to top the Angels 5-1. Orioles Blue Jays north of the border. The game was tied at 3 in the 6th for Gunnar Henderson.
Henderson skies us in the air down the right field line, heading for the corners, and that ball is fair, and it is gone.
The call on WBAL, Baltimore scored 10 unanswered runs to rout the Blue Jays 13-3. In another rout, the first-place Reds in Chicago, bottom one, it was already 2-0 for Dansby Swanson.
Drilled in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Fairchild, near the wall. That ball is gone.
Call on WSCR, Swanson's the first of 7 long balls for the Cubbies, who beat the Reds like they stole something. 20-9 the final. The Rangers blanked the White Sox 2-0. Twins edge the Cardinals 3-2. Rays beat the Yankees 5-2. Brewers top the Nats 6-4. College football. Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers has been accused of betting on sporting events involving the Cyclones. He's among 4 athletes being charged with record tampering in connection with an ongoing investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order, as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wanklin Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wanklin Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Wednesday, August the 2nd. Before we get going on this Wednesday, let's go ahead and check back on Tuesday for you. And it was a very interesting day. Grains were pretty volatile today due to technical selling, some good weather forecasting, and a higher dollar. And, of course, cattle way up after holding chart support with product values sharply higher. Here are your numbers. Corn for September on this Tuesday, 497. That's down 7. December corn at 507 and a quarter, down 5 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for September, 804 and a half. That's down 8 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December, 817 3 quarters. That's down 11 and 3 quarters. Oats for September, 435 and a half. Final price, down 3 quarters. December oats finished at 454 and a half today. That's down 1 3/4. Taking a look at soybeans for August, 1446 3/4 final price, up 1. Soybeans for September, 1386 and 3/4 final price, up 16 1/4. Cotton for October, 86.87, up $1.43. December cotton, 86.22, up $1.50. Live cattle for August, 179.50, up $1.45. Your high was 179.90, low 177.75. Live cattle for October, 181.82.5, up $2.30. High 182.15, low 179.25. Feeders for August, 248.47.5, final price, up $2.87.5. High was 248.85, low 245.02. Now, that was yesterday. Coming up, we'll keep you covered all day long right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Brown recluse spiders are one of the most common house spiders in Kansas. Kansas State University Extension entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses why Kansas residents see so many brown recluses this time of year and how to try to keep them out of houses and sheds. Whitworth talks about ways to get rid of brown recluses in the home.
How do you control brown recluses? You know, some pest control operators say spray your house and that will take care of them. Some pest control operators say put out sticky traps and that will take care of them. They both work. But if you use them in combination and you wait a little bit, you'll get a better control. We have two venomous spiders in Kansas. When I say venomous, I mean that are venomous to people and pets, domestic animals, okay? All spiders are venomous. The brown recluse spider is not very aggressive. They are hunters. They may build a little bit of a web, but they actually leave when they're hungry, and they go searching for their prey, so they're crawling out and around.
He discusses when recluses are most active in Kansas and more ways to manage them.
The brown recluse is active from March through September. From October through February or early March, they're inactive. They're just in hibernation. So right now, if you have a shed that you're getting some new equipment out of, be really careful. That's where the brown recluse spiders are. The best way to manage spiders and the best way to manage any household pest, get rid of the clutter. We found old barns and sheds with pallets or cardboard or leather, like saddles and horse blankets and all that kind of stuff. You can collect hundreds of brown recluse spiders. If you want to manage them, the first place to start, clean it up. Get rid of everything you do not need to store. Then if you spray, if you have a commercial applicator, pest control operator spray, or if you get a pesticide and spray all around, spray it really good and then put out sticky traps.
Whitworth talks about the recluse's venom and what to do if bitten.
If you get bitten by a brown recluse, everybody reacts differently to the venom or the protein injected into your skin. The brown recluse affects the red blood cells. It's generally a little bloodier situation. Bleeding, kind of keep ulcerous for quite a while. If you do get bitten, go to the doctor. Tell them there are some medicines they can help treat with. Generally speaking, the bite's going to be kind of a bloody mess for a little while, but it probably won't do anything after that.
That was Kansas State University Extension entomologist Jeff Whitworth with where people are likely to find brown recluse spiders, how to manage them, and what to do if one bites you. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Pennies, a necessary coin or outdated nuisance? We will share our 2 cents worth on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 2nd, the 214th day of the year. Novelist James Baldwin was born on this day. Every few years, the debate over abolishing the one-cent coin seems to return, and both sides have some valid points. They are costing us a pretty penny. Estimates say it now costs more than 2 cents to make a penny. Try using one in a vending machine, a parking meter, or toll booth. Still, most Americans say abolishing them is penny-wise, but pound-foolish, citing the cost of rounding, the inconvenience, and concern for charities that rely on our loose change contributions. If popular support means anything, pennies will be around for a while. Surveys show a majority of Americans are in favor of keeping them, if only in jars, cans, and dresser drawers. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, it's 75.
Highs forecast around 90 for today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are moving through their three-game series right now against the New York Mets as they are in game number two of that one with first pitch tonight at 7:10. That series is at Kauffman Stadium as they've been home for the last couple series. The last one against the Minnesota Twins where the Royals swept the series against the Twins with an 8-5 victory, 10-7 victory, and the final game finishing 2-1. After this current series against the Mets, the Royals head back on the road to take on the Phillies. That'll get them through the weekend before heading up to Boston starting on Monday to take on the Red Sox for a four-game series before coming back home. Even with the wins, however, the Kansas City Royals are still sitting at bottom the AL Central at 32-75 for their overall season. The Twins are still atop the AL Central, even with the losses, at 54-53. Over on the National League side, the Mets are number three in the NL East at 50-55, with the Boston Red Sox sitting number four in the AL East at 56-50. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
Your love just came to visit. Your memory came to stay. It's a shame that being gone don't mean you went away. For me, won't be over till the day I find that one of us has gone. It really makes no difference as long as there's no pain. Well, I know it's just a matter of misery and time till one of us has gone out of my mind.
something to tell you that I never thought I would. But I believe you really.
Better left unsaid.